There wasn't a large turnout in a thinly populated area where Wyoming, Allegheny, and Cattaraugus counties come together. Opponents of the plan say the small turnout reflected developer Invenergy trying to keep quiet on its plans and only inviting supporters to events like this. There is opposition, and opposition with a lawyer, Gary Abraham, who attended this event. There are three other large windmill farms in the area developed by Invenergy along windy ridge lines. Project manager Valessa Suter-Klein explains what's planned.
117 turbines. It's laid out across five towns in three counties, Wyoming and Allegheny and Cattaraugus County, looking at 340 megawatts of American-made energy. And substantial economic benefits to all those towns that are involved, looking at about $7 million annually in economic investment to the communities.
Much of that will go to farmers in an annual check for renting land for the towering generators. How much cash remains specifically unclear and mentioned in gross numbers, saying it's $2.4 million a year to landowners. Denise Willard opposes the windmills, saying she wants to live in the quiet countryside.
Because I like the peace and the quiet. I have horses. I have a goat. And this, I mean, we were looking at the sound levels over here. The Department of Environmental Conservation says that anything above 30 decibels is intolerable. There's people over here that are going to be living with 40 to 45 to 50 decibels.
Invenergy wants to open late next year. No overall cost is available. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.